I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The Commander-in-Chief addresses the nation a few hours from now on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Biden's comments are set for 1:30 this afternoon Eastern Time. The last U.S. military aircraft flew out of Kabul's airport at 1 minute before midnight local time. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon was there when the Taliban moved in and celebrated.
It's been an extraordinary morning with the U.S. having left. There was a lot of jubilation at the airport among the Taliban and even among some others. The Taliban repeatedly said, "We have won, that Afghanistan is now free." There have been congratulations to the Mujahideen.
The United States estimates that fewer than 200 Americans remain in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the mission to get them out will continue, but it will be a diplomatic mission, he said, not a military effort. I'm Rita Foley.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.